Hey guys, I wanted to come on here and I know it's been a little bit, but I've definitely been trying to wait on the Holy Spirit to lead and push me to share. So I am on here giving encouragement. I'm not on here trying to teach. I'm not on here. I'm only on here to push. If you do not know Jesus Christ, please, the time is drawing very near for his coming. We're about to go home, guys. We really are. So much sooner than everybody realizes it's coming. I'm only on here trying to give encouragement. I want us to not forget the fact that all the signs that Jesus talked about, they haven't gone away, so we shouldn't be discouraged. They're definitely building and building by the day. Convergence is off the charts. Off the charts. I mean, there's an eclipse that's going to be happening April 8th. You're seeing signs in the sun, the moon, and stars, just as he says. Wars, rumors of wars. The weather is crazy. All that significance and the flooding and volcanoes, tornadoes, everything breaking records. Pestilence is increasing. Everybody's trying to drop the dollar. The red heifers are due to be sacrificed very soon. Deception's off the charts. Persecution, distress of nations. Guys, we're seeing it. We're seeing this huge convergence. Huge convergence. And there's also this huge falling away. And we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, okay? He's coming, and we're about to go home. It's very close, very close. So with that, I'm gonna read the gospel. It is 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Also another one that I feel like I'm really, really feel like I need to read here. Let me get it here, because there is so much. I mean, there is so much stirring up in the body of Christ. There really is. Let me see. All right, Ephesians, if I'm saying that right, Ephesians. Okay, so Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Okay, by the blood. One thing I'm gonna recommend, okay? Everybody right now needs to get in their Bibles. We need to be reading. We need to be studying. And some the books that I mean just right now recently, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, These are all really good books right now to be in. All right. Colossians. I mean, all these. Then you get your 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Guys, you just need to be in there. You need to be reading, okay? Let the Spirit lead you and guide you. As long as you are saved, He will do that, okay? All right. I did have a dream. A very quick dream, but it was on February 4th, 2024. So 2424. I'm saying it like that because there's significance in that. My dream was I was with a group of people I didn't recognize, but I was with a group of people, and I remember that we were walking on like this ramp, and we were going into this huge opening. I did not have a huge visual or anything. I just said we were going to this huge opening, and we were walking this ramp. And as we're walking the ramp, I'm realizing that I was holding an animal. And I also was I also saw other people holding some animals, and we were walking into this opening. And as we're going into it, I hear. It was like somebody said, or like somebody yelled, "Flood!" And it happened very quick, and then I'm still kind of unsure of this part because I'm not quite sure how. I don't remember how it happened. I was either in my dream, thinking it 3, 2, 1, or I literally woke up. And I looked at the clock, which is right by my bed, and I saw 3, 2, 1, and I went directly back to sleep. So however, one of the two, it had to happen, either one of those two. It was either given to me, 3, 2, 1, in my mind, I was thinking it, or I woke up and I actually looked at the clock, but I literally went right back to sleep. So I don't know that part, but it was given to me, 3, 2, 1, all right, that number. Now, in reference to my dream, obviously, I get the picture of the ark, okay? Because like I'm carrying an animal, I felt that we were going into the ark. We're carrying an animal, like Noah in the days of Noah, okay? So and then flood, okay? It's pretty. I think people can get why I say that. So we're talking about a flood. I'm carrying an animal up a ramp into this thing. Which I now believe the ark, okay? So in reference to my dream, I'm going to read Matthew 24, 37 through 39. It says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Guys, we are so close. So close. Something else. I have a couple other things I want to share. Because this has kind of been, I've waited and waited until I really felt like this is it. This is the time to share. So I'm just doing it now. Okay. The 2424 in Strong's actually it's Jesus. So you can look that up. It's also something else with this 3-2-1 that I was getting in my dream, or I woke up and saw it, or however that happened. I cannot really remember. But 3-2-1 is what was given to me. In Strong's Greek, it actually means to lead up, to bring up. And I also felt, I wondered if, is there anything right now? Because God's obviously using the sun, the moon, the stars. There's a story going on in the sky, pointing. Everything so is pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ. to get his bride, and in a pre-tribulation rapture, okay? We are not appointed to wrath, he says. I looked up 3, 2, I just wondered, is there anything right now pointing like 3, 2, 1? I'm trying to understand why I'm being shown that or why I'm getting that. So 3, 2, 1, I put it in Stellarium to look, and I'm looking and something comes up and it says, it's just 3, 2, 1, not 3, 2, 1, 0 or anything like that. I put 3, 2, 1 and Florentina pops up. And Florentina, it means blooming or flowering. And it kind of knocked my socks off because it's actually in the constellation Pisces right now, which we all know is a depiction of the body of Christ, okay? The fish. So, yeah, that's really... That's all I have for right now. I didn't want to take too long, but I wanted to share my dream. I wanted to share some very interesting things that I was seeing. Something else. Is there significance? I mean, I don't know, okay? But 3, 2, 1 was something that was laid on me, all right? And it is in Pisces right now, and it does mean to lead up or bring up. If anybody has anything else that they, you know, got something to add, leave it in the comments. I would love, you know, that's part of being in the body of Christ. We're all joins and everything. So guys, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Okay. He is coming. He's coming so quick. I have in the last month, it's just, I keep feeling this so strongly, there's no more time. This is it. We are in the literal final seconds. We have to be, because as you can see with the world and all the major signs converging, it's pointing to the Antichrist coming on scene. That's what it's pointing to. So yes, we know that the bride is out of here. We know the rapture takes place before that. So hold on. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Stay steadfast in him. Okay? Him alone. Him alone. Keep your faith and keep holding on. Love you guys. If I don't see you, or if I don't do another video, I will see you in the air, in the sky. All right. I love you guys.